recording?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, here it is.
Does it say record?
No, it's recording.
So, what do you think of all of this?
Let me do one other thing. I got this.
Let's see, I'll turn it off, and we'll start over. Tim, so, obviously, there's been a lot of controversy with, like, the judicial committees and judicial elections, and party endorsements. What do you think about, you know, everything that's gone down between last night and this morning?
Well, I learned a lot over the 2 years. As you recall, in 2014, I was endorsed. I was thoroughly vetted by the Judicial Selection Committee. And 2 years later, the same thing. I was thoroughly vetted by the Judicial Selection Committee and overwhelmingly approved. The difference between 2 years ago is that the party elites, which is Keith Downey, there's only a couple of people. I just want everybody to know this. There's a very small board, Keith Downey and a couple of people that are like the Pied Piper. And unfortunately, the delegates aren't seeing it, but they're all a bunch of little mice. And probably a minority, at least this election, a minority were not following the music of Keith Downey. And that's very sad. I mean, the majority was. I can't explain it. I guess I can explain the difference between last time when I got to be heard and you were there. Every single delegate stood up for me. And the Judicial Selection Committee that vetted me just like when the governor appoints, exactly the same way, and put my endorsement through. I got endorsed, and I did not have the support of Keith Downey. That's who I didn't have the support of, and don't talk about cost. It cost him nothing to add me to the support. Okay, what happened then is that the delegates, what they don't know is there were three attorneys that went against me in that Judicial Selection Committee. So are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, there were three attorneys. At my interview, which was maybe a couple hours long, last time there was one attorney that listened. He called two friends. He called two friend attorneys, and only the three attorneys, everyone else on the committee, I was overwhelmingly endorsed. This time, Keith Downey, Mr. Elite, Mr. Pied Piper, did something different. Here's what he did. He appointed two attorneys, Mr. Ask, and what was the other name?
Niska.
Mr. Ask and Niska. These are teenager attorneys, okay? I've been doing this for 29 years. They are teenagers, okay? They would know the Constitution if it bit them in the butt, okay? Appointed those two attorneys to poison the committee. And I am telling you, at this vet, it was close. It was close. But ultimately, after my interview and after I submitted all kinds of papers, this entire committee said, we are going to recommend her for endorsement. So I was vetted very, very well. The two attorneys were stubborn as heck. Because they had to be stubborn. They had to find a way. Because they wanted to do what's called a minority report that they didn't get to do last time.
Michelle, I heard you say you didn't understand. Could it be your complete
lack
of regard for law enforcement or drunk driving? Could that be, in the minority? No, you're an embarrassment
right
now.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're holding a Bible. I watched your YouTube video for 2 hours last night watching you completely disregard the police. How could anyone vet you? You said you're vetted.
Okay. What happened back then 2 years ago?
No.
Okay. So
you're
don't want to hear from me.
You're
so
an
you
attorney.
Don't want to hear from me.
No,
okay.
You're an
you
attorney.
Would, okay.
If you I was, are held to if, a higher standard.
If I was your attorney, okay, and you got stopped and had not had a about to drink. Would you want to plead guilty in that?
I'm going to make you plead guilty. Out of that car.
I'm going to
15 minutes because I disregarded the police.
Because I knew the law and I did not have to get out of the car. I was not drunk.
She was found not guilty. Okay.
Well, then you have mental health issues if you weren't drunk.
I don't have mental health issues.
You have severe mental health issues. They drug you out of court.
No, that's a different
issue. You are not a professional, madam. You are not a professional.
Okay. Then you have no idea about
you do not have the support to the delegates. Do not
you
lie
have,
to these people and tell them that you have the support to the delegates.
No,
you do not.
I did 2 years ago.
That's what she was
that's
talking
because
about.
They are uninformed.
They were not
you're
uninformed.
Uninformed.
That, yeah. Okay, if you don't want to hear my side of the story, watch all the media you want, Miss Delegate. Okay.
Sorry for the interruption.
No, that might be good.
Fine. Okay.
All right. So anyway, where did I leave off?
You were talking
before I was so interrupted.
Why don't we start off with what do you feel about about the no nomination call from last night?
Well, what happened was I feel that it was. Let me tell you. How do I feel about the fact that they just decided to just not nominate at all? And to put that on hold. I think that was also engineered so that today they could change their constitution. Because if last night I had been able to speak and able to say my speech, I would have gotten the same reception as I did 2 years ago. If I had been able to, you saw this woman, she didn't want to hear from me. She watched YouTube videos. She doesn't know me. She didn't want to hear from me. The same, I would have been able to get every single point out that I wanted to get out, and these delegates would have stood up for me in the same manner they did 2 years ago. That's what would have happened. Okay. What happened is I was cut off. I could not speak. Okay. And I could not advocate for myself. I passed out information like this, and one or two people would just not read it. So this is what I passed out. It was a summons, okay, and it was all of my credentials, okay. So they went to YouTube videos, and I'm glad this woman spoke up because I'm just saying, it's very hostile for me, as you can see. So that was also engineered by the Pied Piper to actually have his teenager attorney get up there and say, look, I'm doing a minority report, and I think everybody in that room thought it was a majority report. How come he got to go on and on about things that he didn't even put my credentials forward that everyone had saw? And then it just gets to be conflated with what happened today, which was they changed the Constitution, or they're going to change the Constitution.
So where do you go from here?
Well, I'm still running for Minnesota Supreme Court. I still have the support of the true Republican Party, which are not necessarily the delegates, which I would have gotten support of if I had been able to speak, but the people, okay? The people of Minnesota who elect the delegates, okay? That's who I have to support. These are people that I have been helping and representing for 29 years in state court, in appellate court, court appearances, and I will be the next Minnesota Supreme Court Justice, and I had the endorsement 2 years ago, so I'm going on that.
And so, can I ask, why were you not allowed in? Were you just not a delegate or an alternate, or?
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
That's another thing, their rules, you know, change with the wind. Yesterday they didn't allow me in, then okay, now you're allowed in, oh, you can't come in. Today, are you speaking? I don't know. Okay, we'll let you in. Oh, we don't know if you're speaking, we'll let you out. I mean, it was really a zoo here, and I think if the people that were here were honest, yesterday was a zoo. Who, you know, red dot, blue dot, yellow dot, those kinds of things, just disorganized. What I saw there was a different kind of thing. I guess, look at, there are police now looking at me. Why are the police coming over here? Okay, what did I do now? Okay, we'll keep it rolling. What did I do now? Am I not supposed to? Okay.
She was
I don't know why the police are coming
conduct.
Over. Oh, she was.
So I just...
Reported her?
So just making sure nothing happens.
You don't want anything to be hostile, you know. And thank you. Thank you. Because that's what police should be doing, keeping the peace. Like these officers over here.
All right. I think right. I have...